Simon & Schuster Audio presents If There Be Thorns by V.C. Andrews, read by Corey Brill with Joy Osmansky.
For Mary, for Joan.
Prologue. In the late evening when the shadows were long, I sat quiet and unmoving near one of Paul's marble statues. I heard the statues whispering to me of the past I could never forget, hinting slyly of the future I was trying to ignore. Flickering ghostly in the pale light of the rising moon were the will-o'-the-wisp regrets that told me daily I could and should have done differently. But I am what I have always been, a person ruled by instincts. It seems I can never change. I found a strand of silver in my hair today, reminding me that soon I might be a grandmother, and I shuddered. What kind of grandmother would I make? What kind of mother was I? In the sweetness of twilight, I waited for Chris to come and join me and tell me with the true blue of his eyes that I'm not fading. I'm not just a paper flower, but one that's real. He put his arm around my shoulder.